Welcome to CoolieCast number 40. Do you want to learn about Spanish explorers? You've come to the right place. In this broadcast, we'll have fighting, death, and even a little romance. Hi, I'm Josh, your host. We will tell you about the exciting story of Christopher Columbus and the story of the mighty Hernando Cortez. Now, let's get things started with Grant talking about Christopher Columbus.
Whoosh, whoosh. That's the sound of the waves as Columbus sails west. Do you know why Columbus sailed to Asia? Well, I'll tell you why. Hi, my name is Grant, and I'm going to tell you about the story of Christopher Columbus. The reason Columbus wanted to sail to Asia is because he wanted to get silk, spices, and tea, which would lead to gold. Christopher Columbus wanted to find a new route to the Indies, Asia. First, Columbus went to the King of Portugal to ask him for money for his expedition. After the King of Portugal thought about it, he said no. When the King of Portugal said no to Columbus about the money for his expedition, he didn't give up. Columbus then asked King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain for money. They thought about it for 6 years. When they finally called Columbus back, they said yes. On August 3rd, 1492, Columbus set sail west to the Indies, Asia. After 1 month, the whole crew started to get scared. They got scared because they thought they were going to get eaten by sea monsters or fall off the edge of the earth. The crew wanted to throw Columbus overboard. To keep the crew from throwing Columbus overboard, he kept two logs. One was real and one was fake. On the real log, if he traveled 100 miles, he would keep the log for himself and put 50 miles on the fake log and give it to the whole crew. It only helped a little, but the crew still wanted to turn back around and go home. Columbus asked for 2 more days, and the crew agreed. After a few days, he thought he reached Asia, but he landed in the Bahamas on October 12, 1492. The island that Columbus landed on was named San Salvador. He claimed the island for Spain. Columbus brought things to Europe from the Americas, such as turkeys and corn. He also brought things from Europe to the Americas, such as onions and disease. That was called the Columbian Exchange. Thank you for listening to this segment of the broadcast.
Thank you, Grant. Do you want to learn about Cortez and his conquistadors? If so, stay tuned. My name is Blake, and I will be talking to you about the story of Cortez and the Aztec. First, the Spanish conquistadors came to Mexico to find gold and other riches. The conquistadors, a Spanish word for conquerors, headed for Tenochtitlan. Tenochtitlan was the capital of the mighty Aztec Empire in Mexico. When Cortez, the leader of the conquistadors, headed for Tenochtitlan, Moctezuma, the leader of the Aztec, did not know if they were friends or enemies. So Moctezuma sent 2 silver and gold discs to Cortez because he thought they would not go away. But they didn't go, and they wanted all the gold. So Cortez came to the Native American named Doña Marina and that spoke his language, and many more. Doña Marina helped Cortez convince Aztec enemies to fight with Cortez. After Doña Marina and Cortez got married, then they came to Tenochtitlan. They took control of the city. Then the Aztec fought back and kicked them out. During the war, sadly, Moctezuma died. A new leader was picked named Cuauhtémoc. Cortez returned with even more soldiers and Native Americans. Cortez surrounded the city for 75 days. Also, most Aztec died because they had no food or water. Cortez then killed the remaining Aztecs, destroyed the city, and took the gold. The Spanish won because of Native American help, diseases, which was smallpox, and better armor and weapons. Thank you for listening. Now here's Josh.
Thank you, Blake. Wasn't that exciting? Well, that's all for now. Be sure to listen to CoolieCast number 41 to learn all about early English settlements. I hope you have a nice day. Bye.